We'll call this one the Big Thaw.
Big Thaw. Jeez.
Hey, at least we weren't a little north and west of here yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
My goodness.
I mean, it is April, right?
It is, but yeah. I don't remember icing like this in a while.
No. It's funny. I was watching the Brewers have a... it's called Just a Bit Outside. It's a documentary film about the 1982 season. And that opening game got, or opening
it
weekend,
all
it
ice?
Got all, well, it was like a foot of snow.
Oh, Jesus. I'd rather have snow, though, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But, man, I saw some stations off the air because of icing. What happens is if ice gets on your antennas,
yeah,
it's kind of like kinking a garden hose.
Oh, okay.
So the power can't escape.
Sure.
We're fortunate to have radomes, which are like plastic covers on them.
Yeah.
On the lower power FMs. On the Bug, we had power fold back, but like maybe 200 watts, which at 6,000 doesn't really make a difference.
You're all right.
But it's interesting watching all of that happen. And
yeah.
Man. So
we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Got to stay positive.
How,
that's why we have Maybach.
That's right. Yeah, that's on tap now.
Yeah.
And you guys took a little vacay.
We did, yeah. We were spring breaking it, as they say.
Yeah.
We went down to Kentucky. And we went to the Ark experience. Have you heard of this?
Is that the one where you see like the giant Ark on TV and stuff?
Yeah. Well, they built Noah's Ark essentially.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, from the Bible, and it's the world's largest wooden structure.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool. And they did a ton of research. Like they even figured out like how they might have watered them and fed them. Like they had all the stuff inside and like just like getting rid of the animal
waste.
Did
you wear your captain's hat?
I didn't wear my captain's hat. No. No.
Did you have one?
I didn't have one. No.
They don't have rum on that
no,
ship?
No rum on Noah's.
What the heck?
Like, yeah. I mean, they probably did on the real one.
But you need one of everything in that bar.
Yeah, exactly.
So how long did that take to go through the entire
thing? It was probably a half a day. I mean, it was pretty...
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, it's impressive.
So it's like, I mean, the size of the ship, I don't know what the size of the ship was. But
yeah, I think it's over 500 yards, and it's it was... Three stories tall, but I mean, big story. Like, I mean,
wow.
It's, yeah.
Is it kind of out in the middle of nowhere, like Wall Drug?
Yes.
Just like in the middle.
Yeah, it's just out, it's kind of in the Cincinnati area, just across the border in Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
But it is kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so not too far, really.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and then we went down to Sanibel Island, Florida. I hadn't been there since the hurricane.
Oh, okay.
And our friends had a place down there, so we went and visited them. They were on Captiva, which was a lot of fun. So
I know a couple of people in that area. You probably were two ships passing in the night.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Did you? Do they have any kind of, you know, microbrews and stuff down there like we have?
Is
it pretty sparse?
Well, we didn't go to any. I did, like, in the Cincinnati and Kentucky area, I went to a couple breweries. That was pretty cool.
Well, there, yeah.
But, yeah, not so much. I didn't see any on Sanibel. I know Fort Myers has a brewery, but we didn't go.
Yeah, not, like, around
here. I don't think it's, like, around here, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the traffic was just, like, driving down to Alabama is fine. Driving down to Southwest Florida or Southeast. No, mm-hmm. Southwest Florida.
Yeah.
Is,
South in general.
There's a lot of cars.
There are. Wayne was saying, because he just got back from Arizona on, well, last weekend, but
yeah.
He was on the air Monday, but he said there's like seven lanes of traffic going one direction.
Yeah.
In that Maryvale area.
Yeah.
Where they stay, and they're going to add like three more lanes, I guess.
Yeah, it's crazy. it's just nuts. But
I guess you wouldn't want microbreweries in that kind of area.
No,
if they're you're driving. That
I mean, it's
much.
A, it's not. Yeah,
did
there's
you
not have, as many ditches over there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Did you have good weather?
We did. Yeah, weather was great. 80 and sunny. Yeah,
nice.
But it's good to be home. You know, I always say like living and ripping in this area. It's the greatest place on earth.
It is. We put up with like weather we had yesterday and stuff. But
yeah.
I mean, that's really it doesn't happen too much.
We got it pretty good. And a customer of mine, he said, it's a good thing that we have weather like this because it keeps the tourists away.
That's
true. You know,
true.
Like,
yeah.
From, like, we want them to come, but they don't live here all
yeah.
year. You know,
you don't have to put up with it all the time. It's like being the fun uncle.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
The kids get to go home at
night. All right. Time to go.
Back to Illinois.
Yeah.
So anything on the horizon at Knuth Brewing?
Yeah, we got Mark Wayne is the steel guitar country player.
Yeah.
He's tomorrow night, 5 to 8, which he's fantastic if you've never seen him.
Is that his real name or stage name?
I've always called him Mark Wayne. It's a good question. I'll ask him tomorrow.
Yeah.
So he's playing tomorrow night. And then we got next Saturday, Andy Brown, the one-man band, 5 to 8. But we also have, you're not a huge golf guy, but the Masters tournament is coming up next weekend. So we have the Brewmasters.
Following Tiger Woods right now.
Oh, yeah. That guy just, what is the deal? Like, if you have that much, like, can't you just hire somebody?
I guess he didn't want to hire the driver or something. I don't know.
That guy, he's nuts.
$100,000 a year or something. You don't want to pop for that. But by the time you're through all the tip and the car's over, as well.
And then what is he losing in endorsement? I digress.
Right. Yeah. But anyway,
so we have the Brewmasters at the brewery,
yep.
Which is we started it last year. It was a Saturday event. Now it's going to be a Friday and Saturday event on the putting green. So it's open registration, probably start around noon on Saturday, but Friday night we'll have like a hole in one contest, practice rounds.
Well, you got to polish up the clubs.
Well, and you can come meet the players. You can get autographs. Sure. Yeah. You can walk the course with them. Kind of like they do, you know. That's what they do down at Augusta.
You know,
like
hand out mats
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. You know, dollar hot dogs. And
sure. I love it.
So that's going on next weekend. Follow our Facebook for that. But we had a blast last year, and I'm really looking forward to it this year.
Honey,
so.
I'm going to be gone all day. We got to get this all figured out.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. We got to get the roller out and, you know, like the Zamboni.
Exactly.
But, we got that. And then we've been busy. I got to give a shout out. Finn and Feather in Winneconne.
I saw that.
Is Red House Ale on tap, and they have a big Easter brunch thing going on.
They do.
You can get Red House Ale at the Finn and Feather. We're at Parker John's now. We're at the Nut House in Kaukauna. Okay. Or Kimberly. Sorry.
Kimberly, okay.
And then we picked up a few places in Beaver Dam and Green Bay. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Now this summer you have an excuse to hop on the boat and we shoot up river.
Yeah,
and stop at the Finn for
yeah,
one.
You drive. I'm
we
in.
Could get a discount. I think.
I would think
there.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Contact info, Dave.
748-5188. Happy Easter, everybody.
We can have one next week.
I can't wait.